We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this hump day Wednesday, April 9th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Again, right now, broadcasting on just two components of the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We're on the show's website, of course, yourdefendingfathers.com and the TuneIn app. Capital T, capital I, one word, download the free one, open it up, and then search for WYPV, where your Patriot Voice. Had some communication with PIE&G yesterday. Saturday, they plan to be at the transmitter site, restoring power, restoring our internet services, and getting us back up on the air. Dale Reynolds has been notified. Hopefully we can coordinate this and be able to bring you church services on Sunday from 11 to noon. MDOT, Michigan Department of Transportation, says it needs $2.5 billion in extra investment every year. Doesn't say for how long, just says for every year, in order to get 90% of the road pavement it oversees in good or fair condition before fiscal year 2036, according to the department's chief engineer, Greg Bruner. Speaking yesterday, we're reconstructing a lot of roadways out there, but you can see looking forward that without some change in revenue, that conditions are going to drop significantly looking forward, not including future road funding proposals. The state is anticipated to invest $798 million on average on state trunk line projects annually through fiscal year 2040. This is their plan. Over the next 15 years, this is what MDOT is proposing that they're going to do. However, at the level of funding they currently have, less than 35% of the state trunk lines will have its pavement in good or fair condition. The 90% line that we're looking at for the State Transportation Commission's goals for pavement to be in good condition, we are talking about an extra $2.5 billion investment every year to get to the 90 percentile goal. In order to be able to do that, maintain it, and keep the current roads under proper maintenance, this is the amount required, according to Bruner, when speaking to the Senate Transportation and Infrastructure Committee yesterday in Lansing. The fixes that MDOT oversees includes full-on reconstruction, digging up roadways, aggregate, and sand, and putting in new pavement. Those roads as done all the way to a takedown level, according to Bruner, are projected to last 40 years. Rehabilitation projects, where they're basically now adding concrete overlays to existing roadways, last 10 to 20 years. Bruner explained that the fixes MDOT receives the most calls about are capital preventative maintenance projects. Those fixes are only projected to last 5 to 10 years. Those are going to be the kind of quick fixes we go out and do just to maintain the life of the pavement. It could be as simple as one layer of asphalt overlaid that we put on top, or a seal to stop water from penetrating. It's part of a long-term plan, but just to maintain things, to keep them moving forward, we definitely need more money. Well, Senator Erica Geese, Democrat from Taylor, the committee's chair. Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. This is in the Senate. I'm sorry. I thought this was in the House. This is Senate transportation. That's why it has a Democrat chair. Got it. Okay, I was thinking House for some reason. I'm used to Dave Ajima. He was the chair in the House, and I had that on my brain. I apologize. Senator Erica Geese, Democrat from Taylor, the committee's chair, noted that the roads being discussed do not include roads that are managed locally. For example, according to MDOT, 8% of Michigan's road network falls under its direct supervision. 92% is overseen by counties, cities, and villages. However, that 8% takes on 80% of Michigan's commercial traffic and 53% of the overall traffic across the entire state. Okay, I'm gonna stop the story right there. While they, MDOT, directly supervises only 8% of the road projects, 92% being overseen by counties, cities, and villages, the money still gets allocated through MDOT. Why does MDOT, if they don't have any direct supervision, why do they then get their hands on the money and then they dole it out to the counties, cities, and villages that make up 92% of our roads? Shouldn't that money go directly to the county road commissions? Then the county doles it out to the cities and the villages, or gets contracted to do the work for the cities and the villages? This is what my biggest problem is with MDOT when it comes to roads. I know they're in charge of many, many other things, trains, buses, airplanes, ports, anything to do with major shipping. I get that. What I'm talking about is the roads only. Well, Geese, the Democrat senator committee chair, said, hearing from neighbors and other PTA moms, the third tier of Band-Aids, if you will, I don't think anyone believes that those are actually lasting 5 to 10 years, Geese said. During the discussion regarding preventative maintenance projects, is this going to keep going like the crack on my windshield, or is it going to spread? Well, Bruner from MDOT responded, saying routine maintenance folks are doing what they can do to hold the roadways together until we can come through with larger fixes. And again, it's all based on the competing priorities that we have in each of the regions. Well, back in March last month, the House approved $3.1 billion in road funding. How did they do it? They dedicated $2.1 billion from Michigan's corporate income tax directly to road projects, while terminating any future large-scale corporate grants for businesses. Now that bill goes to the Democratic-controlled Senate, and they are determining if they should put it forward or if they should put their own road funding plan forward and then send that back to the House for consideration. Right now, according to MERS News Service, Democrats are struggling to reach consensus on what their plan might look like. Well, here's the bottom line, folks. We've got a budget that is upcoming that they are working on. Fiscal year 2026 takes effect at the stroke of midnight on September 30th this year. We've been kicking this can down the road forever. You can remember the ballot proposal that Rick Snyder and Brian Kelly were pushing back in the day. Governor Rick Snyder carrying big chunks of concrete that had fallen from overpasses. The bridges, if you will, that go over the expressways. Well, chunks of concrete are falling down onto vehicles. Some going through windshields, some going through roofs, some landing on the hood of your car, probably then bouncing into your windshield, definitely cracking it, if not coming through it. But the way they wanted to do it back then was unacceptable to the people of the state of Michigan. We were not going to pay higher fuel taxes. We were not going to be willing to pay the extra revenue out of pocket. We want it funded with the money we're already sending to Lansing. Well, the House and Speaker Matt Hall said, look it, we are already getting corporate income taxes. We have personal income tax. We have corporate income tax. We have to dedicate some of this revenue directly to fixing the roads. That's not what the Democrats want to do. The Democrats want new taxes. They want new revenue to be added to the kitty. Well, people of the state of Michigan, in my opinion, are not willing to do it. When you're talking about $86.2 billion in a proposed budget, find the money somewhere. You need a Department of Government Efficiency to go through each individual bureaucratic agency's department line by line and find the money. Don't come to us, the people, for more taxes. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998. Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. As part of this news story about the roads, MDOT testifying in front of a Senate committee, not House, but Senate committee. They showed this graph going all the way back to 1998. Every 2 years, the bar graph has these lines on it talking about the state trunk line combined freeway and non-freeway goals. The goal, 90% good roads in the state of Michigan. Of course, you can never have 100% because there's always some road somewhere going to be needing repair. You do the best you can. The goal is 90%. Well, as you look at this goal line, back in 1998, we had 70% good roads in the state of Michigan, according to this graph. Again, this is state trunk line combined freeway and non-freeway. This is not talking about your actual local roads, county roads, township, city, village roads. This is state trunk lines, okay? Now, as you follow the graph, starting back in 1998 at 70%, we reached a peak above, actually, 90%, roughly in fiscal year 2008 to 2010. In 2010, we got back to 90%, and it started declining from there. So who was the governor in charge of our state, in charge of MDOT, from, even if we back the bus up to 90%, looks like roughly 2006, maybe the beginning of 2007. Through 2008, which is the peak, and then back down to roughly 90% in fiscal year 2010. Who is the governor? Jennifer Granholm. Jennifer Granholm, at one of her State of the State Union addresses, said, I have to apologize for all the orange barrels. Remember that speech? when you're out driving around this summer, as she gave the speech probably in January sometime that year, please forgive all the orange barrels, all the construction projects we've got going. Well, that was her last term in office, and that's when this bar graph shows that we were actually above 90% good road conditions back then. However, under Republican leadership of Governor Rick Snyder, starting in 2010's election, when he took office January 1st of 2011, the conditions of the roads started to decline. All the way down through his entire term in office, down to below 80% good. Fast forward to 2020. Something Governor Gretchen Whitmer ran on in 2018, elect me governor and I'll fix the damn roads. Well, I got to give her credit. According to this chart, starting in fiscal year 2020, the road conditions got better. Through 2022, she actually got the roads back up to, I have to eyeball this graph, it's roughly about 85, 86%. She's now only 4 points below the 90% goal. Well, right there where we're at in fiscal year 2025, with only $798 million already committed to the roads based on the projected budget, the proposed graph going forward starts to decline. It's a steep downhill slope, almost like a ski mountain, and it drops and it slowly starts to gradual off towards the bottom. But by 2040, we're down to 30%, 35%. 35% of our roads in good condition. Now, if you add in the other graph where they're calling for $2.5 billion in extra investments every year, we can get back to 90% by 2034, 2036. And actually, between 2036 and 2038, we can get back to where it was under Jennifer Granholm, about 92%. That's why the House has actually put together a plan that exceeds the $2.5 billion. They're up to $3.1. Why doesn't the Senate just pass what the House came up with? Why are they trying to reinvent a proposal that already takes care of the problem? Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an agent.